Welcome to the Design Break Podcast, a new podcasting experience designed to help you break into the creative world and grow your career. I'm your host, Rocky Rourke, a freelance illustrator and designer, and I'm here to help you. So let's get started. Hello, podcast family. Hope you guys are having a great day. Today, we're coming to you with a brand new AMA, that's Ask Me Anything episode. In this episode, we're going to be giving a very detailed answer to a question that was asked to me a while back on Instagram. This question is very interesting. It kind of is broad, but I thought it might be an interesting question to touch on for this second AMA style episode. All right, so the question is, do you see it possible for someone to be proficient in all fields of digital design? And if so, could you do that in college? So I think that it's definitely possible for someone to be proficient in all fields of digital design. I think that it's not the best thing, though. I feel like it kind of touches on the episode of being a jack of all trades, right? Except what we're talking about here is being proficient, being very good at each of the digital design fields. And I feel like it's actually not a good thing to do. I feel like it's good to be a jack of all trades where you know a lot of different things. You might be proficient in one or two things and then know, you know, how to do animation, how to do web design, how to do branding, how to do illustration, and focusing on one or two of those. I think, though, if you try and focus on all of those and you try to be a grandmaster of being a jack of all trades, I feel like it's actually a detriment. Because what happens is you focus so much time on trying to learn each of these different fields that you're actually missing out on so many opportunities. And to answer the question of could you do that in college, I would say absolutely not. I don't believe that it's possible for you to be proficient in all fields of digital design through college. And the reason why is because so many colleges out there, especially when it comes to design programs, are lacking in so many different areas. Some might be okay at doing branding design and packaging design, but not be able to do UI UX, or some might not even know what UI UX is. So I think that if you wanted to learn about all of the different fields of digital design, I think it's great. I think you should. I think you should wet your whistle on as much as possible, but I don't think that you should focus so much on trying to master all of them. It just doesn't make sense in the long run. And I can tell you this right now, being a master of all of those is not going to be beneficial to your career moving forward. Instead, I would suggest if you want to be proficient in multiple fields of design, whether it's digital, analog, whatever, I think what you should do is you should try to be proficient in one or two to begin with. And then you can add a third one and you can play around with other different fields. For instance, I did a lot of work in illustration and branding when I was in high school and college. When I got out of college, I got my first job as a branding designer. And then after I left that job, I went on to be a UI UX designer. So I kind of like got my hands dirty in multiple fields. I say to this day that I've delved in animation a little bit. I've delved in branding. I've delved in marketing, print design, graphic design, illustration, lettering, UI, UX, etc. But ultimately, I'm more proficient in illustration, branding, and a bit of strategy in multiple fields. Those are my three main fields that I focus on. If I wanted to, I could pick up Adobe XD or Sketch or something like that, and I could design a website tomorrow, no problem. The thing is it's not something that I'm passionate about, and it's not something that I want to do. I would definitely suggest if you don't know what you're passionate about, which field of design you're passionate about, try them out. It's okay to try each of the fields, but find the one or find the two that really resonates with you, that really shows a passion inside of you, and go for that one. It will be a lot better for you to find a specific passion or passions that you want to do, because that's going to drive your career. When I worked as a UI UX designer for about 2 years, I honestly wasn't passionate about it. I could do it. I never had client complaints or anything like that, but I wasn't happy. It wasn't fulfilling me. What was fulfilling me was my illustration project that I was doing at night. When I got off of work, I went home and I did freelance work, and that's what I became passionate about, and that's what I was driving towards. When I was let go from my last job, I decided, you know what? This is what I want to do. I want to be a full-time illustrator, so I'm going to go full-time freelance, and I'm going to focus on illustration. And for pretty much the first year, year and a half, all I did was illustration work. No branding, no UI, UX, no nothing, just illustration work. And honestly, I was excited. I was happy. But I did find that I did want to go back and do other forms of design. I wanted to go back and get into branding. It had been something that I had been burnt out from for many years, but it was something that I missed doing. And so I jumped back into the saddle. I got a couple of branding projects. I wet my whistle and everything, and I ended up getting a lot more projects. I was able to diversify what I was doing, but I still didn't take on UI UX projects. I didn't take on lettering projects. I didn't take on animation projects because those were things I wasn't extremely passionate about, and it was also things I wasn't very good at compared to illustration and branding design. So the short answer to come to a point is, I think that it's potential, that there's a potential that someone could become proficient in all fields of design, but I don't think that it's necessary, and I don't think that someone should go about trying to become proficient in all fields of design. It makes sense to try them out so you can find what you're passionate about, but it doesn't make sense to go and become proficient in all of the different fields. And more importantly, you're not going to be able to become proficient in college. You're going to become proficient in the different fields when you get out of college, when you have your first jobs, when you start doing freelance work, when you start pushing yourself. That's when you're going to end up becoming more proficient in different fields. So hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. I know this might have been a little bit of rambling. I do apologize. This is the second AMA episode. There's going to be many more to come. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and always remember to stay passionate, stay positive, and stay creative. Have a great day, everybody, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thanks for tuning in to another great episode of the Design Break Podcast. If you guys would like to find the show notes to this episode or any other episodes, please head over to www.designbreakpodcast.com/episodes. This episode of the Design Break Podcast was written and produced by me, Rocky Rourke, with special thanks to my podcast editor, Lorraine Varone. And if you like what you hear so far, please remember to subscribe to the podcast and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts. If you'd like to learn more about the Design Break Podcast, follow us on all social platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, at The Design Break, for great new content that will be shared beyond just what you hear in this podcast. And if you'd like to see what I'm currently up to, you can follow me on any social media platform at Rocky Rourke.